Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to Culture News. My name is David Saviro, and I have the pleasure to dial my heart with you to introduce to you a wonderful, wonderful person. His name is Robert Rositano. Robert Rositano. Let me spell it for you. It's R-O-S-I-T-A-N-O. He is the CEO of a wonderful, wonderful company we're going to talk about. The company is called FanPass. FanPass. It's a wonderful company, and they have a great event coming right this week. We're going to talk all about it, and rest assured that this is absolutely, absolutely a wonderful opportunity to hear about all the great achievements of this CEO, but also of this great company, because we're right in the heart of what this company, great company, offers. Right now, over the phone is our dear friend, the wonderful Robert Rositano. Robert, how are you today?
I'm great, David. Thank you so much for having me on, and a wonderful introduction. I feel like I need to take a lap with some pom-poms the way the introduction came off.
Well, I just love people, and I just love what you guys are doing. So it's an easy job for me, actually. So, first of all, I would love to know about FanPass. You know, people are literally crazy about that company. People love that company. And, of course, you know, due to, I would say, the pandemic, you know, your company really exploded in a way, you know. So can you tell us about your company, FanPass, and how your company is unique?
Absolutely, David. I'd love to tell everybody, all the listeners, about the company. And yes, unfortunately, due to the pandemic, our company had to reposition itself a bit. But the silver lining is we've really spun the business into a model that supports the artists and the live performances that we are all seeing becoming much more commonplace now that the pandemic has kept us all inside or indoors. And FanPass is an idea and a biz model that my brother and I came up with several years ago. My brother is my business partner. He's one of the founders of the company and has been my partner for over 25 years. We've always been very passionate about the entertainment space and about bringing solutions that are driven by technology. And we set out with FanPass really to redefine live experiences, live performances between an artist and a fan. And what we've been able to do is at the same time we've created a platform to do just that, we've put it all together in one place. We feel that the industry is a bit fragmented from the artist side. You have artists performing live on YouTube. You have them performing live on Facebook or Instagram. But there's a disconnect when an artist is performing and they're looking to monetize that talent. And the fans watching them on a free stream have to go other places to either donate, maybe purchase a piece of merchandise, or contribute and support that artist in a way that makes sense to that particular fan. We've organized and put it all together in one place called FanPass. We aggregate the artist's content into a channel so it's easy for the fan to come in and say, I like this genre or category of music, find the artist that they like in that category. All of the content is organized and arranged for them right in one place. They can watch video. If the artist is performing live, they can watch that stream. And they can also buy merchandise and participate in fan and artist chats and all kinds of different things that we allow the fans and the artists to do. Most importantly, David, and I don't want to take up the entire conversation here. When an artist decides to be part of the FanPass platform, we not only make it easy by onboarding that artist, creating the designs, aggregating the content, and working with them to promote their upcoming event, we offer them the tools to broadcast to their fan base, sell a ticket to a live event, or offer it free. If they sell a ticket to that live event, the artist keeps 100% of that revenue. FanPass does receive a platform fee that the fan will have to pay upon checkout. But we also have a subscription-based model for $3.99 a month, which gives fans all you can eat, all access to all artist content, and all the archive live performing streams, everything that's available per artist, and they've got it all in one place.
Wow. That's really, you know, I tell you as an artist myself, you know, it's such a good tool, you know, and indeed we don't know where that thing of COVID is going to take us, and the people who will succeed are definitely the ones who are not going to wait but try to create a new opportunities to showcase their music and showcase their I would say their craft, because of course, you know, nothing, you know, people say that everywhere on social media, nothing can replace the live experience. Okay, but when I watch a concert on my iPad or my computer, at the end of the day, I also watch the concert. You know, it doesn't mean you have lived it like you should have lived it, but you watch the concert. And I think both are necessary. You know, it's like a cheeseburger and string beans, you know. So you need both. And I think it is so important what your company is doing, FanPass, and the name is so good, you know, like who would not remember that name, FanPass? You know, it's such, I think this is the future, and I hope Live Nation and people like that, they're gonna go to chase you to try to partner with you, because you're bringing basically a very good solution. Not only you're bringing a solution, but you're bringing a whole avenue, you know, for artists and company, because it's going to take years, not years, I'm exaggerating, but it's going to take maybe a year before, at least, for example, in New York, concerts go back the way it was and gathering come back. And, you know, it's like 9/11 with the traveling, you know, now people don't travel the same way, you know. So I think later in the future, once you have tasted the streaming, you know, the streaming concert, then definitely you become an addict, because in the same day you can watch two concerts, you can watch even three concerts, which you cannot do when it's the live thing. So
absolutely.
What I would like to know, so again, congratulations. So you have a very important event that is coming,
yes,
on July 24th. Can you tell me about it?
Absolutely, David. I think you hit the nail on the head, and we believe that even though the pandemic is going to keep us all on our toes, to say the least, we do believe that even when concert venues open back up and there is the opportunity to have those live events in person, we believe that artists and even their fans are going to become used to having a part of that artist tour become virtual. And we want to be that virtual stage,
yeah,
that houses and displays those events and provides all the excitement that an event would otherwise have in person. But let's bring it to the virtual stage and let's piggyback whatever they do in the physical form as things reopen. But to your point, we have an exciting event coming up on Friday, July 24th. It's the official launch event of FanPass. And together with our partners, Eclectic Artists being one of our main partners that's been able to reach out to their relationships and base of artists, they've shared the FanPass opportunity with several of them. And we're now sitting in a position of being able to offer up 15 live performances, some from venues that will have full production value with LED walls and pyrotechnics and really look like a full-blown concert, and others will be streaming and performing from various locations around the United States, from their home base studios. But all in all, our event is starting Friday morning East Coast time, or afternoon, I should say, 1:30-ish in the afternoon. And it's going to run until 11 o'clock or midnight, depending on each individual performance and how timely they are wrapping things up. But we're extremely excited to not only kick off these events, show off our platform, and bring the fans to one location to watch, cheer their artists, support their artists, and really become a member of FanPass for the long term.
Well, definitely you have me on for the long term. And you're absolutely right when you said what you said. It added, you know, a lot to what I've been thinking for a while, is that it would not kill the live performances, but it would be, I would say, another avenue that people can experience both, you know. And I really believe the next step would be you guys doing holograms, you know. Like having holograms in your living room, and I said it like almost 10 years ago. I was working on a project like that, but you know, technology didn't take it that far yet. But we still had Coachella, you know, the Tupac thing, you know, the Tupac hologram, and everybody was like, wow, you know. So imagine having that in your living room, and the more it goes, the more the barricade between the artists and the fans is going away. So that would be definitely an event where everybody would like to attend, to virtually attend. So if I want to attend, what do I do?
David, great question. FanPass is a mobile application and desktop as well. You can go to fanpasslive.com, or you can download our app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. We have an Android and an iOS version. I want to digress back to one thing that you just mentioned. And you mentioned the ability to fast forward, and eventually this will be a hologram. And what comes of this event? We're going to have a lot of fans that maybe they missed the event. Well, they can still come back, register for FanPass, and watch that event that's archived in the artist channel. But more than that, part of FanPass's business is all about the replay. And as we archive this content, we also have our own crew at the venues and at some of these events. We're going to be capturing exclusive behind-the-scenes interviews, green room activities, sound checks, things that are exclusive content that the fans are going to want to come back and see. So it becomes an attractive opportunity to a fan to become a subscriber for about the price of a couple of songs they download anyway of their favorite artist. So we think I think it makes a lot of sense.
That is so true. No, but you know what is so amazing? I'm saying this as an artist, is that of course you have the you know, in your app you have one, I would say, interface. You know, I mean, you have basically one page where the guy's called the Go Live with your favorite entertainers. And the good thing is that we can browse by channel. You know, there is now this new hobby of a lot of people, which is go on Spotify and go on the playlist of the new hot stuff and discover new music and save them. Like, it became a hobby, you know. And now I believe we can do that also with the fan pass. The same thing, that there is a pop icon, hip-hop and rap, EDM, rock, Latin, R&B, etc., Latin music. So you can click on it and discover what kind of artist. You have also something that is amazing, is the chat and meet. This is like a Facebook, Instagram, but really for artists. This is really, really wonderful. And then after, you have another section for which I'm about to open my checkbook to invest with you guys. It's called Discover. And this is so, Discover New Talent, sorry. So it's really, really good because you have, first of all, you allow the everyday artist to sign up with you guys. You have the open mic, unfiltered, exclusive this is so, so good, you know, because a lot of people complain nowadays, oh, but I don't have opportunities. No, you know, YouTube, you can upload your stuff. But here, this is really dedicated to people who not only want to see the big guys that you have, but also want to discover new stuff. And we can customize the fan profile, connect with other fans. We can share photos, video. Makes me think of MySpace, but, you know, with the live streaming and the interaction on top of that. But, of course, which I'm sure will be more successful toward the long term.
Very well said, David.
We can also browse you by the venues. You know, we can see the upcoming events. We can also shop merchandising. It's really, really, really a good app. Really, let me tell you, I really, really vouch for it. It's fanpasslive.com. Go ahead, Robert.
David, I just wanted to add one thing. You mentioned Discover, and the Discover area is not only going to bring new and exciting and different and unique content to the top so that a fan notices that area. We also have a section that's called Locals Live. And we have the ability within our app to geofence locations, to target fans in a certain geographic area. And when you talk about local artists and we talk about the pandemic all in the same sentence, these local artists that were, a lot of them were gig performers, whether it's downtown Nashville or Hollywood, and this is how they make their living. Well, let's give them a platform, not only the ability to have a channel, if they are an up-and-coming artist and they need exposure, let's put them into what we call Locals Live, and that becomes our incubator. And that's where we provide tools and services to help these artists frame up everything they have, if they need social media, if they need certain website tools, and more importantly, if they need fans to expose their talent. Let's bring them into Locals Live. Let's promote them. And as their fan base grows and their social following builds, we can graduate those artists, those bands, into their own channel, and they can grow based on the overall traffic that FanPass is generating. And we open up fans to new and exciting genres of music, solo artists, bands, you name it.
That is really, really, really a good company. And you guys have developed some great merchandising. And one of my favorites is the face mask with the logo FanPass. That is, you know, it is combining two things, is that our love and your love to still help artists, but also help audience. And bring people together, you know, it is so great, you know, so that nothing will take away from us our desire to bring music. And indeed, you know, music goes new ways. You know, it was inconceivable 20 years ago to listen to music on our cell phone, you know, or on the phone at all, you know, and now, music without music videos with Happy by Pharrell Williams have that much of a success without the music video. He said it himself. Without the music video, the song was just part of an album. No one cared. You know, he said it himself with Oprah Winfrey, you know. So, and now I believe that FanPass is a very, very, very strong tool. There are some liable things that I cannot say, but you guys basically open for investors. Just check it out. I cannot say I recommend you to invest for, you know, legal reasons, but, you know, I cannot think of a better company. That's what I can tell you. You have definitely to check fanpasslive.com, fanpasslive.com. You will quickly understand what we are talking about. This is really something really, really big, and I really invite every artist, but also audience member, instead of going on YouTube and waste your time over there because there's everything and nothing. But You go there and you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful, unique experience with your artist that you can chat and meet and discover and everything. Are you going to partner also with festivals? Because I produced a couple of music festivals, and I'm thinking this will be a great tool for the music festivals who now, obviously, this year are on the hiatus, and they can have, you know, some sort of an online version on FanPass and discover all the artists and make it a whole experience. Would that be possible? Even when everything would be open, that they can still share some of their experience, some of their festival experience available through your platform.
You're ahead of us, David, and you're definitely, your head's in the right place. We've, as you mentioned before, for legal reasons, FanPass is a wholly owned subsidiary of Friendable. Friendable is a publicly traded microcap company under the symbol of FDBL, if anyone wants to check us out. But in saying that, we have been approached by festival organizers and festivals in general, and those are discussions that we are happy to have, and we are looking into that as we speak. So the opportunity to provide a festival-like experience with follow-on exclusive content is really what FanPass is looking to become. And opening up our platform for this first launch event on Friday, July 24th, I think everyone's going to figure out exactly what it's all about. What does FanPass mean to a fan? What does FanPass mean to an artist? And we can't wait to show off what we've been up to for the past 6 months.
Well, we definitely are going to be here to support you. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is David Cerviro. I had the pleasure today on the Culture News, available on iHeart Radio, Spotify, and many other platforms. The very, very talented, very smart man, very, very good man, Mr. Robert Rositano, who is the CEO of this great company, as I said, FanPass. And he's definitely a FanPass, and it will be very soon. It is already an audience favorite. It will be also an artist favorite because you have all the great tools. You know, you have in the same platform, you have Instagram, what you can find on Instagram, what you can find in the old days on MySpace, what you can find in a company that I like a lot, Bands in Town, what you can find also on companies like Ustream. All of that is all combined in the same place. And on top of that, the design, the is very user-friendly. It's really, really, really wonderful. Combined also with Spotify and everything like this. The website, fanpasslive.com, fanpasslive.com. You already won yourself an artist because I'm going to register today. Hopefully, we put my music, my festival with you guys because, you know, you are definitely people I want to work with before. In 2 years, you know, you guys will not even take me over the phone. You know, that's the way it goes. You know, in 2 years, I will call you, Robert, and say, I'm sorry, please, David. It was at a certain time. Now we're worth $50 billion. We are about to buy Live Nation. So please, David, just delete my phone. No, you're not like this. You're not like this. Robert, it's a pleasure having you over the phone. This is your home. We will still talk about FanPass again later. Right now, we're going to have some great music because it's a hot day in New York. Hot day in New York. Great music. Have a lovely day. Stay tuned with us.